This is Eva Cox, and I think I wanted to talk today about masculinity, femininity, and also the question of what we're talking about when we're talking about equality. I want to really explore, what do we do when we actually have a system that's been primarily set up by men, for men, and it has built into it sets of criteria of what values and what is valued by others. And let's try and think about some of the things that we do. And one of them has come through very clearly in this last week. That's the whole issue of what's been happening with our army in Afghanistan. Now, what we've seen is examples, admittedly, at this stage, unproven in a legal sense, but very much outlined in a sense that we know that they happened, of a fairly high proportion of our most valued area of the army, the SAS, behaving in a way which is extraordinarily masculine in a really nasty way. It's about control. It's about killing. It's about power. It's about viciousness. It's about men who happen to have been trained in the army to kill, killing for pleasure, as far as one can see, for standing up to something. And I mean, it goes back to that whole army idea, the whole idea of the male as warrior, the whole construction of this sort of masculinity in its most excessive form. And yet, we start talking about equality and we start talking about masculinity, but we don't actually look at what the flaws of masculinity are. Let's pick up another issue that comes up constantly, the issue of domestic violence. Am I comparing it with what happened in Afghanistan? In a funny way, I am, because I think there's something that we do to boys and men which makes too many of them feel that they have to assert their power and they have to assert their control. And whether this is Australian army people shooting Afghanis in order to blood new warriors, or whether it is men in the household trying to assert themselves in a way which allows them to sort of show that they are being very masculine and very controlling and very much the boss. There are certain overlapping incidents, overlapping characteristics in both of those that I think that we do need to think about. We need to think about whether or not what we do to little boys and what we do to little girls creates within them socialized characteristics which are not genetic. I think that sort of stuff we've got over. We've been much more aware, as Simone de Beauvoir said, that women, and in brackets men, are not born the way they are, but they're made the way they are by what we expect of them. And this is one of the problems that I don't think feminism has fully managed to fix yet. Because we do, unfortunately, bring far too many women up with the sense that physically they're going to be judged on what they look like, that they have to be nice, particularly in the culture that we have in Australia. They have to be well behaved. And at the same time, we are actually talking about the need for equality. But very often the things that we do to men and the things that we do to women are not about equality. We teach men to dominate. We teach women to be good, to be nice, to be polite, to be caring, to do all of those things. Now, some men are caring and good and nice. Some women tend to dominate and are terrible and awful. So can we stop talking about equality with men? I don't want to train more women to behave like men. I do want to train more men to stop behaving like men, in that behaving badly. Somewhere along the line, we actually have to get the idea that what is valued needs to be degendered. We need to gender those things which create good societies. We need to degender those things which create divides. Maybe then we get real equality.